This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
January the 16th of 2025. The time is 8:07. Currently overcast skies. Much warmer start than we've seen earlier this week. 30 degrees is the temperature at our studios in downtown Wausau. Our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street downtown. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to our new WXCO YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com and go to the WXCO 98.9 channel, and you'll be able to catch a live stream of our program. Add your comments and thoughts there, or else you can also call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear what you're thinking about, whether we're talking about it or not talking about it here on the program. Before we get to Ian Welch, we'll talk to him a little bit later on, but we're going to jump right in because the man has waited after the end of his show to stay on the air for just a few more minutes, as he does every Thursday morning, the host of Up North News Radio, which you hear right before this program from 6 until 8 a.m. here on 98.9 WXCO. Very happy to welcome back to the program Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
Such a burden it is to have to wait for you these extra few minutes while I would be doing work here at my desk anyway. Anyway, good morning. Nice to be here.
Let's jump right in because there's a number of things I'd like to kind of get your thoughts on, pick the brain on. And I'm a bit of a political junkie, and I actually went back last week and during the Jimmy Carter, you know, festivities, I watched his farewell address. I've looked at some other farewell addresses. What were your thoughts on President Biden's farewell address last night?
I didn't see it.
I guess you're not as big a political junkie as I am.
I am, and it was one of those things I was going to review today. But I also knew, having been out on a date last night with my wife, and then my early bedtime got in the way. So I saw a headline, you know, about his cautioning about the technology sector that's out there, and so I didn't see anything, frankly, flashy enough, which is basically complimentary to President Biden. Like, we're not looking for flash. We're not looking for controversy. We're just here to get the job done. And, folks, you're really going to miss that. You thought maybe you wouldn't miss it. You forgot what it went like during the first Trump term. You're going to miss boring. I promise you.
Let me jump in there and kind of maybe push back a little bit, because yesterday I was feeling a little bit down because I came across a story, and I'm not a big fan of polls, but in this case I think it says something, because this is the end of the term and he's leaving office, and CNN had a story out about how his approval ratings are as low as they've been. That within the poll itself, they were saying that any of the issues they have were because of policies pursued by the president, not because of things outside his control. Do people want boring? Do they want a reality show president? Do they want entertainment out of this? Do they get some sort of jolly out of chaos? I to be honest with you, it really got me thinking, because I do think that what this president and this administration has accomplished is something that maybe after we're both gone, it'll be looked at in a better way. But I shake my head because, as you said, I think people know what we're getting into, and yet they've kind of said, hey, this is where we want to go. And we don't like this boring guy that's been actually getting things done for 4 years. What's your thoughts?
Well, that's where, again, you want somebody that is focused on the boring stuff about crafting policy. But hand in hand with that, you need what you would call, you know, a hype man, or in this case, a hype team. And that is where Democrats are sorely lacking. The fact of the matter is, Democrats did not suffer in November and are not suffering now because of things that Joe Biden and a Democratic majority in Congress during his first term or first 2 years in office did. They're not suffering because of things they did. They're suffering because they did just a terrible job of conveying that. And yeah, if that means you got to dress it up in a feather boa like you're walking around a wrestling ring on WWE, then for crying out loud, do it. You did good things. Convey it in a way that does not make you sound highfalutin, ivory tower, whatever. Make the case. If you got to make the case of the good things you did by, you know, look, insulting, you know, something else, getting down in the mud. You know what? If that's what people respond to, talk to people where they are and convey something to them. Don't try to drag them to you. You go to them and say, this is why this is better. It's, you know, it's selling soda. It's Pepsi versus Coke, you know, that are almost indistinguishable. So you better come up with something really good that says why your way is better, because our way is demonstrably better, but that means nothing in a vacuum. So I'm not taking anything away from Biden's or Democrats' accomplishments, but boy, with this DNC chairs race and everything else after the election, they had better figure out how to talk to people better, because they conveyed so very little of what Joe Biden did.
Well, I'm going to, again, push back a little bit, because I have heard other people on this network and other people elsewhere keep talking about, well, we got to stop talking of, you know, the language that we use. And I understand it. At the same time, though, that's also saying that what the Republicans have been doing is good. It's been lies.
No, not good. Effective. The communication
but
has been effective.
Effective means good, yeah. Because they're winning elections, because that's what you're saying. Yeah. That's what everybody's saying. We got to start winning elections. It scares me to death to think that we have to go down that road. And actually, real fast here, I want to have enough minutes to talk about this, because again, I think maybe I'm out on the limb here, where I'm the loser out here, because maybe I just don't understand, because I am really getting annoyed, because I got annoyed listening to you and Todd yesterday. I did, and you guys had a back and forth.
We had a real back and forth on the governor's office of violence prevention.
Exactly.
Yes.
I want to give my thoughts on two things that I took away from that. One, police, and two, religion. And Todd basically said that Tony Evers needed to have a bunch of police officers hanging around him, people that they went to church with every week. It was about this time, maybe a little earlier, obviously 2020, when the whole issue of police
responsibility came through. Training.
Did I miss something? Has that issue been fixed? That now, again, that we just need to basically say, blue life matter is good, black lives matter bad, because I may have missed something. Did I miss something here?
No,
and also
nothing.
And also,
in much the same way that everybody thinks the school shooting problem is fixed if nothing happens for a little while. The next egregious case of police gunning down an unarmed black person is coming, because there will again be a department that did not overhaul its training, did not address systemic bias and things like that. No, it's not solved at all. But from a political standpoint, which is a different frame, you know, it is the, well, invite law enforcement in the room with you was the point that Todd Albo was trying to make. I would contend that while that step wasn't, you know, unnecessary, I also wouldn't have put it as high up on the priority list as he would have in making, you know, his point yesterday.
And also, again, as we move forward, the idea, and again, I think, you know, there's in the aftermath of a electoral defeat, there are plenty of ideas out there on what went right, what went wrong. And this idea, again, about how when people bring up the religious aspect, does people forget over the last century the amount of crimes that have been committed in the name of religion, the number of wars that have been named, and yet we are expected, Democrats need to be more along the lines of projecting their faith and putting their arms around faith and religion. And I just don't, I understand the idea that winning is everything for some people. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't want to lose my soul to do it. And I guess I, during this time frame, and I've been, again, the last couple of months, I have been going, I've been a yo-yo, and to be honest with you. And sometimes I feel,
a lot of people are,
and
yeah.
And I feel like sometimes when I come on this microphone, some days I'm feeling more optimistic, some days I'm feeling less optimistic. But when I hear some of the ideas that are being put out to make the Democratic Party and a lot of the party that I believe has the better ideas in terms of making our countries and our communities more equitable and better places to live, frankly, it's almost like some folks want us to have two conservative parties, and I don't know what the right answers are here, but preamble. What do you take of where I am right now?
I think you're where a lot of American progressives are at this point, to say, what does it take to get some of our neighbors to either care a bit more or to think a little bit less of themselves? Let me give you a classic example. Here's what people are not talking about from yesterday. The Wisconsin Policy Forum put out a study yesterday or the day before that said the tax burden for Wisconsinites, in other words, the amount of all the taxes you pay, state, local, everything else, as it compares to your income, okay? That's the tax burden. The tax burden in this state is one of the lowest in the country. But what politician is going to get in front of a camera and microphone and say, gosh, Wisconsin, aren't you happy? Your tax burden is low. They're going to get crucified for people going, yeah. Oh, that Democrat over there said, you know, our taxes are too low and we should jack up taxes. You need a way to communicate that says, folks, we're doing good here. Kind of like inflation and the Biden team and the Harris team. Like, folks, inflation is still a thing. You know, we feel your pain. We acknowledge your angst. But, and then you give that splash of reality that says, if you lived here or here or here or here, your tax burden would be so much higher. Mm-hmm. And then touch them on their values, whether it's religious or otherwise, and tell them how their values are tied to the investments they make in their schools and in the charity that they show to one another. And we didn't get that. We just got the usual slick political ads. And so there's a lot of room for improvement. But to do it, we got to keep guys like you connected and not throw up your hands and walk away. So hang in there, Chad Holmes.
You can send me the bill for this therapy session, and I'll make sure to get it out there.
Happy to.
Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every weekday morning, 6 till 8 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Pat, have a great Thursday, great weekend. We'll catch you again next week.
My pleasure. See you later.
We're going to come right back and talk about the weather. Brittany Merlot is coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmschul, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22. Again, overcast skies, much warmer start here this morning, temperature at 30 degrees after we got a little bit of snowfall last evening. And just a little bit more as we look outside. One of the rare times you can actually see snow on the ground here outside our studios in downtown Wausau. What can we expect weather-wise as we get towards the end of the work week, into the weekend, and then that cold snap we're expecting by early next week? Well, the person that was so correct when it came listening to talking about the amount of snow that we would get last evening, when it would start. Always, always right on target with that bullseye. He is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm pretty good at playing darts.
I tell you, I mean, it was exactly right. You said exactly what we were going to see yesterday. I mean, yesterday morning, I would never have guessed we had snow until I heard it from you. And he said, yeah, well, by the time we get towards afternoon drive time into the evening, you'll have snow out there. I was here for a program last night, walk out just to grab something about five. Hey, it's snowing out. And then when I get out at 8 o'clock, hey, there's a whole bunch of snow on my car. So you're exactly right. And actually, yes, there wasn't a lot of snow, but it actually made for a little bit of slick driving last night as I did head home.
Oh, it sure did. I was out there driving around too. I mean, it was just enough to be annoying. And of course, it was so cold too that the temperatures and the salt wasn't really working the best. So there were still a lot of slick and slippery spots out there. I was sliding around as well. I was like, hurry up, get home. I don't want an accident today on this. But we're good now. No snow in the forecast, except for maybe on Friday. Friday afternoon, we do have a chance. So that's tomorrow already, isn't it?
Yeah, I know it.
This week has flown by.
Absolutely. And again, it's been one of those. And actually, this has been one of those weeks where it actually has been a winter week. We haven't had too many normal winter weeks. We had the very cold weather to begin with. We had a little bit of the snow and a little bit of wind as well last night in terms of, you know, making us take that little bit of extra time. And then we're going to have a weekend where, right, at least for now, at least a couple of days where it's a little bit warmer. Then we'll go right back to cold. We don't see normal winter as often as we used to.
Right, when it used to just have a tight grip and stay there the whole time. No, we're kind of bouncing around up and down. And today starts the up. We are hitting highs. Well, I mean, gosh, we're already at 30 degrees right now. So highs just a few degrees warmer. We're pretty much going to hold steady with what you feel at the moment. It is breezy today, too. Winds out of the northwest at 30 miles per hour. So knocking our feel like down to the 20s, but still mild compared to what we just went through, which what we just went through is practice for this weekend because, ooh, it's going to hurt. It's going to hit hard. We're looking at highs tomorrow, though, still mild, or I should say kind of warm for winter. Above freezing into those low to mid 30s. It'll stay cloudy today. It'll stay cloudy tomorrow. And like I mentioned, we do have a cold front pushing through. So that tomorrow afternoon could spark up a few scattered snow showers. Amounts look light. Again, a trace to about a half an inch. Same thing as last night. But once that passes, when the snow stops, that's when you got to get inside because temperatures will be tumbling, plummeting all the way down to lows at 9 below. Mm. This is Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then Sunday, it'll be partly sunny out there. But the clouds usually keep us warmer, so because the clouds aren't all there anymore, we're going to be falling to highs of just 6 below. We stay below zero. And the winds are still going to be moving at about 15 to 20 miles per hour on Sunday. So it's really going to be feeling more like 20 below throughout the day. And it gets worse because Sunday night, our actual temperatures fall to about 20 below. Plus, it's still breezy, so it's going to be feeling about 30 to maybe even 40 below into some places on Sunday night into early Monday morning. And again, Monday, we do not climb above zero. In fact, we might be a little bit colder at about 7 below and another cold night Monday night into Tuesday. Tuesday, we stay right around zero before we try to climb to the teens on Wednesday and some relief by the end of next week. So a darn cold snap. I mean, this is when the pipes freeze. This is when the cars won't start. The batteries won't turn. That's what we're headed towards.
Absolutely. And again, it's normal for this time of year, usually. But again, we still use a little bit of a kind of a significant snowfall to get people really out there with their snowmobiles and get those trails open as well.
I know. That lake effect still keeps going up, you know, off of Lake Superior. So Hurley, Ironwood area, I think they're on the verge of opening some snowmobile trails. But I want to go from here up north. I want all of those trails open as wide as the eye can see.
All right. Well, Brittany, thanks again for all that information. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
Brittany. That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Again, joins us every weekday morning starting at 8:21 to give us the latest on the weather. Right now, again, at our studios here in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, overcast skies and 30 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 14 miles per hour, so we do have a wind chill this morning. We have the wind chill factor at 19 degrees. But again, that's still well above what we have been experiencing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. The dew point is 24, relative humidity of 79%, the barometer at 29.74 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Well, last night, we did hear from the President of the United States in his farewell address. We are down to the final days of the Biden administration. I thought he made some good points last evening. We'll talk a bit about what we heard from the president as we get set to hand the baton over on Monday. It will be Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. on Monday when Donald J. Trump is sworn in for his second term as President of the United States. So we'll talk about that coming up in the second hour of the program. We will hear a conversation with Central Wisconsin Storm senior defenseman Captain Ava Rohde. She was with us last evening on the Big High School Sports Show. We'll share part of that conversation coming up in hour number two as well. And of course, we'll introduce Ian Welsh coming up. He has been so patient and quiet. We'll make sure to get him involved coming up here in just a moment. The time is 8:28. Got that hazy shade of winter here in downtown Wausau. Information update is coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
I was so hard to please. The ground, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. In the Salvation Army band, down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand. The ground, leaves are brown.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
High school girls basketball team makes the short trip to Edgar to take on the Wildcats in a Merriwood Conference South Division showdown. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with pregame show at 7 and the opening tip set for 7:15. Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon at Edgar in High School Girls Basketball. Thursday night, starting with pregame show at 7 on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, the time is 8:36, and as you just heard, we have high school sports tonight. We don't have just one game, we have two games. We have Marathon girls basketball at Edgar. Tom Weaver will be over in Edgar as the Marathon Red Raiders look to continue their very impressive start. So Tom will have the call live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip at 7:15. Meantime, tonight as well, I will be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena as the Wausau West hockey team looks for a 7th straight win. The Warriors will play host to the Marshfield Tigers. That game can be heard live online at WXCO.fm and also on the Civic Media app on the WXCO page, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. That will be on the Sports 2 stream. So again, if you go right now to WXCO.fm, you'll see on the homepage in the upper left-hand corner, it'll say Listen Live, which is what we are doing right now. You'll be able to hear us on this program. And then right next to it, it says Sports 2. And if you click on Sports 2 at 6:45 tonight, you'll be able to hear on the stream on WXCO.fm my call of Wausau West hockey against Marshfield. Again, as well, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, you can do that. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the free Civic Media app, and then once you have it, open it up. You'll see all the stations on the Civic Media radio network. Fortunately, we're near the top, so we're the fourth one listed. Just click on it, and then you'll see, you know, primary stream, Sports 2, Sports 3. Just click on Sports 2, hit play, and you'll be able to hear again Wausau West hockey against Marshfield tonight at 6:45. So again, Marathon Girls at Edgar, live here on 98.9 WXCO on the Listen Live stream and the primary stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app with Tom Weaver at 7, and Wausau West hockey on the Sports 2 stream against Marshfield with me at 6:45. So I hope you're able to figure it all out and be able to listen to the broadcast that you want to this evening here on your home for high school sports. And Ian Welch, why again do we do this? Why do we put ourselves through this where we have multiple games on the same night?
We do it because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports in the area.
Absolutely. All righty then. Hey, I heard the phone ring before the show. Was that Rob from Tigerton?
Yes, it was, actually.
What did he have to say? Because I see, it's for folks out there, when I tell you about, you know, call us up at 715-382-9297, yep, or send us a text on my company email account, there's also a segment for our show, and it shows me, it says, hey, you got a text. The problem is sometimes I don't look at it, and I apologize for that. Mm-hmm. And actually, yesterday we got a text, and again, when Sean Wright was with us, somebody from the 715 said that we are going to dueling pianos, and we were talking about that show coming up this week.
Yes.
So I apologize that did not see that while I was talking to Sean, but appreciate the text. And also, when somebody calls in, it shows up as, hey, somebody called in, and shows us who called in. But it says Rob from Tigerton called in, and what did he have to say?
Well, he was saying that he wants to get a reconnected on a Facebook because his Facebook account was hacked. He was asking for a friend request, but I didn't quite get who it was for. But I believe it was for Brittany, because he likes to send photos.
Right.
Photos about news, weather, and sports. So he's just looking for a friend request to get reconnected, because he was able to get a different Facebook account, but then he had to...
Boy, that stinks when you lose your account.
I do have his phone number here if you want to call him later and help him out with
and
that.
I think we got the number here on my computer as well.
Yeah,
so
it's 715-250-08.
No, sorry. We don't want to be giving up.
Oh, I shouldn't be saying that. Sorry, Rob.
The man just had his Facebook account hacked, and now you're going to announce on the radio what his phone number is?
I never do.
Oh, man. Rob, we apologize for that. We don't want to. I mean, I know everyone will say hi to Rob out there, but gee whiz, you got to watch it.
Yeah,
there.
That was a mistake. I'm sorry.
But that is, I guess we should properly introduce you now so people can know who to blame when Rob gets overwhelmed with phone calls after his phone number was put out there. That is Ian Welch, our in-studio engineer and producer. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
But no, hey, I mean, see, Rob used the number. I'm not sure if he used the app or he just called us in. I bet you he used the app. I have a feeling he used the app. I don't know why. Rob, if you're out there listening right now, tell us, did you call in by dialing or did you use the app? Because I think people should get out there, get that app. As I said, you can listen to me tonight on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app by, you know, because we have that second game. But again, it's real easy. If you want to send us an email, if you want to send us a text, if you want to call us, there's just buttons right there. It's so easy. You don't have to dial. Just hit the button. And then if you want to call, just boom, you're connected. If you want to send us a text, you don't have to put in a number. Just hit the button and then text us and send us an email and go to our website. I mean, it's all right there. And in fact, and I probably shouldn't even say this, but I heard at our staff meeting this week that they're working on even greater improvements of the app that, and frankly, it's going to be even, you know, it's going to blow away what we have now. That's what I was told. Again, setting the bar high. So get the app now, then it will be updated very, very soon, and you'll be right there when it does happen. And it's going to be, I guess, a lot easier to navigate, even though it's pretty simple right now. But it's going to have more information and really, really cool stuff. So again, if you have not already downloaded the Civic Media app, now is the time. It really is. Now is the time. Just go to your app store. It is free. Search Civic Media, download the app, and then you'll be able to connect with us here on 98.9 WXCO. Mm-hmm. I want to talk briefly about something that occurred at the Wausau City Council this week. And housing is such a big issue right now in our area. Big issue. And on Tuesday evening, the Wausau City Council rejected a $350K affordable housing proposal. And according to a story at WausauPilotandReview.com, it was an overwhelming vote. It was 10 against and 1 for it. They still say that they have a commitment to affordable housing, but said that this initiative to build an affordable house on a city-owned lot amid cost concerns. Again, this initiative, which was to be funded by external sources rather than local tax dollars, with Alder Chad Henke as the sole supporter of the project. It was a bid for the modular home at 1019 West Bridge Street, was approximately $350,000, resulting in a potential loss of around $200,000. The completed home was estimated to sell between $140,000 and $175,000 to an income-qualified first-time homebuyer. Staff emphasized that the project's funding would come from sources such as the Community Development Block Grant, Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, and American Rescue Plan Act funds, not from local taxes. However, the gap between the amount that the house would eventually sell for and the amount that would have to go into it based on the bid was too expensive for the council. Henke, who voted for it, has expressed frustration with delays in building affordable homes and past project failures, and argued last week that the city should be prepared to absorb a loss to demonstrate its commitment to affordable housing. And I would say, unfortunately, the rest of the council did not agree with that. And he had, a very good question for his colleagues on the council, as reported again by Wausau Pilot and Review. He said, quote, "If this quote is accurate, the $350,000 quote, it's a little high but not outlandishly high. My question is, and my big concern is, who's going to be building single-family homes in the next 10 years if it's not subsidized somehow? No one is going to be building single-family homes, and that really scares me." And a bunch of the other alders made suggestions and made comments and saying, yes, they are committed to affordable housing, but this, again, the cost factor would be just too high. I don't have the easy answer here. I'm not as knee deep into all the information that the alders had, but at the same time, something's got to be done. Housing right now is at a crisis situation, not just here in Wausau, but in areas throughout the state and the country. So again, I think what Chad Henke had said was, I think, very a good point. But at the same time, I do understand as well that that cost has to be a factor in it. But it also tells me, again, when this is, you talk about trickle down. I think a lot of the priorities that start at the federal level go to the state level and then come down to the local level. Mm-hmm. A lot of it has to do with trickle down in terms of the amount of funding that local municipalities receive from other sources. And when the priorities are, and I'm nervous that starting next Monday with the inauguration of a new president, the priorities again will be towards giving tax cuts to wealthy people and not looking at some of the issues that need help at the local levels. And it comes down from the federal level to the state level, where you have the state government with this massive budget surplus, but they want to keep it because they want to eventually give it away as massive tax cuts to the most wealthy of our state. So again, you have situations where you then have local municipalities being forced to make tough decisions. You have local school boards being forced to make tough decisions. Again, the priorities go up and down the ladder. It's not a case of where one area can decide, well, we're going to go up against these other priorities, where, because you need help at the local level, you need help at the state level, and then at the federal level, you have to be able to say, okay, this is what our priorities are. And every budget shows what the priorities are. Mm-hmm. And again, I go back to what, you know, Chad Henke said, if this is truly a priority, then sometimes you may have to pay a little bit for it. So, but in the end, the other 10 council members decided that no, this would not be worth the money that goes in. But I got to say, I'm a little disappointed in that, because I do think that Mr. Henke, I think, has the right thought process when it comes to this very, very important issue. So,
very true.
Again, that was just something that we had caught. You can read more about that story, read other comments made by city council members and their no vote on that by going to wassapilotsandreview.com. The time is 8:48. Again, it is a Thursday morning. Overcast skies. Again, it feels a lot warmer, I'll tell you that much, as we walked in.
It really does.
It's, I mean, when you get used to having those wind chills below zero most of the week, and then it's 30 degrees with a wind chill of 19 or whatever it is.
It's like a heat wave.
It does. It does feel like a heat wave. But be ready early next week while Ian is off enjoying the sun in Florida. We're going to be bundled up with below zero temperatures early next week. We'll talk more about that coming up. The time is 8:48. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On Thursday night, the Wausau West hockey team looks to continue their push for a Wisconsin Valley Conference championship as the Warriors play host to Marshfield. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening faceoff at 7. Wausau West Hockey is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. Thursday night, it's Wausau West Hockey versus Marshfield. Again, hear the game live only on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Download the free Civic Media app by going to your app store and searching Civic Media. And also check out the action on WXCO.fm on the Sports 2 stream. WXCO online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It's our Chris Conley theme song.
It's that time again, people.
It's time. time to respond to something that Mr. Conley, who Jesus, he knows him, spoke about on WSAU. Yesterday,
if you're holding your drinks, you might want to put them down.
No, yesterday we had a discussion with Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, concerning the ethics complaint made by 8 Wausau citizens concerning the Dropbox issue involving Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney.
Very good a conversation yesterday, too.
Well, I don't think Chris Conley thought it was a very good conversation because he came out swinging against the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and the 8 Wausau citizens who filed that ethics complaint. Mr. Conley, speaking on WSAU and writing on his commentary blog on WSAU.com, so you can, I allow people to go there and see what Chris has to say. But Mr. Conley, basically, you know, he starts off by listing the 8 people that signed the complaint against the Wausau mayor. And that's a very MAGA thing to do. They like to put out these names so the MAGAs can go after these folks. But I think these people were prepared for something like that. But Conley started off by listing the 8 folks that filed the complaint against Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney, saying the mayor exceeded his authority because when he went out there in late September and hauled away, put on his hard hat, he put on his vest and took away the drop box. And he started off then by saying, talking about the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, he calls them a liberal political action group because that's, you know, the worst thing you could be called is a liberal by anybody over at WSAU. Hmm. And he says, you can guess who drafted the complaint and found 8 local libs to sign it. Again, throwing out slurs. Libs. Those libs. Again, dripping off the lips of one Chris Conley. And then he says, I mean, you talk about this dripping here, dripping scorn. He then says, Conley, Chris Conley, WSAU, WSAU.com, give proper attribution to what was said.
Right.
The spin that the 8 complainants were sitting around a Starbucks, again, that's where the libs hang out, according to Chris, and randomly decided they were outraged about the Dropbox removal is comically unbelievable. Hey, Chris, if you're out there tuned in, or maybe your lawyers are tuned in, you can let Chris know about this. Chris, it's hard to believe that there are actual citizens who are concerned about the actions of the mayor when it came to the Dropbox and the continuing pushing of the big lie theory that our elections are not secure here in Wausau or in Wisconsin. So the idea that that somehow the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign had to come in and find some people that thought the mayor was out of line with this is, I would call it, in your words, comically unbelievable. And then Conley goes on to talk about this is all partisan politics. And then he says that he calls them inconvenient facts. And again, I'm not going to read it all because Chris doesn't like it when I do that. Says you can go check him out. You can tune him in on WSAU. You can read his comments on WSAU.com. But again, it's just, I know that you have a weak cause when you resort to name calling.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he did. He resorted to name calling to say, oh, the libs, Starbucks. I mean, just pathetic, pathetic. And I would call it, again, comically unbelievable if he really thinks that there's, you couldn't find 8 people that thought what the mayor did was over the line. So, again, I thank Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And if he was listening to our conversation yesterday, Nick Ramos said this was not pushed by the WDC. They aided because these citizens looking to do this the right way, to follow the procedures. And right. Yes, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign agrees with this move by these 8 Wausau citizens, but for Conley, without any evidence, to say that this is a push from the WDC, finding a bunch of stooges to sign their name to it, is completely false as well. So there you go. Jesus, he knows him. Chris Conley. And again, I wanted to give him the inconvenient facts on this story. The time is 8:58. We are halfway through here on this Thursday morning. We have another hour to go. We have an information update coming up next. Overcast skies, 30 degrees in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. In such a sheltered world, as do those who surround you. Well, I have seen you stung by poisonous fly.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.